I'm your host, Carrie Errata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. We ask for guidance from the Universal Spirit Creator, our angels and our spirit guides, to move from soul to subconscious, from subconscious to conscious being, to higher self. We request protected conduit to the realm of the highest good, aligned only to light, so that we may raise our frequencies for the good of all beings, and so that we may step back to see and to be. We do request 100% connection to source and 100% gold cord at heart chakra. With thanks, humility, grace, and love, so mote it be. Hello, happy prenumbral lunar eclipse. This is being recorded on the 25th of March, 2024, and we've got our first eclipse of the year happening tonight. What is a prenumbral lunar eclipse? So that's when the Earth's outer shadow, right, comes on top of a full moon. So we've got the full moon, worm moon, that we're experiencing in Libra. So the eclipse, this lunar eclipse that we're having happening tonight, asks what is being brought fully to light, okay? What is being brought fully to light? And the image I got, so the Akashic messages coming through, the first thing I saw was a silicone coin holder. And if you're a Generation Xer, you will remember we had these coin holders. They were kind of made of silicone. They had a slit in the middle, you squeeze it, and that's where you kept coins, right? I'm guessing we used them for the payphones and or parking meters, because you couldn't use a credit card for any of those back then. But it was turned completely inside out. There's no part of what's been hidden that will hide anymore or not be able to be seen. You have access to it all. You can never unsee it. You're seeing the truth completely and with clarity. Okay? So we got the shadow coming in, and it's being illuminated by the full moon, right? Even though we've got this covering of the eclipse, right? But when we have an eclipse happen, that's a chance to completely change it to something new, right? We get to completely see something. So that we can move forward. If you're not seeing something completely, or even allowing yourself to see something completely, this is very important, right? You need to allow yourself to see something completely for what it is, so you can call it. You need to be able to call it a name to transmute it, okay? So that's when they show the inside of this coin holder, right? It's being turned completely inside out. No little part of it, no corner is being left not able to be seen, okay? So you're getting this opportunity to look deeply. And I keep getting Archangel Raphael that will help with this. This is probably when I touch in to these energies over the past couple weeks. This one is going to be the harder emotionally, because you're going to have to name it, right? Name the shadow and really see that shadow, see the hard stuff. And don't think of this just as personally. This is globally. Globally, see what is happening in our world so that you stay connected. This isn't the solo journey. And when we have the opportunity to have something that's going to affect the globe, right? An eclipse, then that's a chance to look at this from a global perspective. So if you haven't, for instance, looked into footage or tried to gain more knowledge about what's going on in Palestine, besides it being a genocide, if you're not sure why it's being called that, because you haven't given yourself space to look into it at all or study history. It's all out there for you. I have links, of course. So if you want to get some people that are keeping a thumb on what's going on daily and ways to help and donate, etc., those are always linked in my show notes. But this is a chance to see it and allow yourself to see it. The only way we're going to get this to not happen ever again is to see it, call it, transmute it. This is also a time to release the past through letting all of the emotions come up from what you're being brought to light. Because guess what? You've got that intuition thing strong, and you're listening to it with crispness. Crystal clear. Messages from higher realm are crystal clear. First image you get, boom, that's it. That's it. Don't second guess. You got it. You got this. Don't sell yourself short and be like, well, it's too hard. You know, I had a friend tell me, you know, I feel like I'm hanging on by a thread. It's hard for me to take on something that's beyond me. And I totally hear that. And I feel that. I have found by engaging myself with what's happening in our world, things that I'm passionate about, injustice, oppression, genocide. When I get myself involved and start to think outside of myself too, right? And to know it, it takes on a different healing. Whether I'm doing my breath work, whether I'm meditating, how I buy things. So it just really makes, I feel like, me more thoughtful and interesting that I'm drawing a card for each element we have coming up in the next 2 weeks. So I'm drawing from the Enchanted Blossoms Oracle deck, and I'll link that in my show notes too. But the card I drew was Thoughtfulness, and it's Cowslip and Duke of Burgundy is the butterfly. So it's a flower, and then it has a butterfly, and the butterflies in the middle of the butterfly is a dragon. They're all these cute little dragons. They're so adorable. So the cowslip has a long history of medicinal and magical uses. It prefers boggy soil and is often found growing in cow dung, which is how its common name originated. Cowslip was used by the druids in various potions and was thought to help the body absorb other herbs. The leaves were eaten as a salad green. It was believed cowslip offered protection from the fairies when planted around cattle or dung or hung dried in the house. This herb is native to the temperate areas of Europe and West Asia and is popular in premixed packets of wildflower seeds. Thoughtfulness should be an easy thing to accomplish, as we spend most of our waking hours thinking about things. And yet, many thoughts fly through our minds unbidden and unnoticed. This card challenges you to pay more attention to the thoughts in your head. Be mindful of how you think about yourself and others. Pay close attention to the language you use in your self-talk. Being aware of what is going on in your head is the first step to discovering who you are. It also helps you to assess the way you handle yourself and your thoughts about people and situations. Choose your thoughts carefully and mold them into a more positive dialogue with yourself. What did I think about today, and how do I talk to myself, are some questions you can ask. And this is around lunar eclipse, this worm full lunar eclipse that's happening. And you've got some assistance from Archangel Raphael, the big healer, right, to assist in some of the tough energies that are going to come up. And then the flower cowslip and the butterfly Duke of Burgundy. So we've got this lunar eclipse happening tonight, and then we have got Mercury going retrograde for pretty much all of April. So what we know, everybody knows, Mercury retrograde. Remember, it's a time to review, reveal, renew, revise, and relax. That's most important. That is most important, that we get to relax during this retrograde, right? Because we're doing a bit of a stopping. It's not like necessarily a backpedal, but a stopping, because the image that came, this is so interesting, was a Rolodex, an old Rolodex. So it's like, think of a, if you don't know what a Rolodex is, it had little business size cards in these little files, and it had people's information, like their phone number, address, etc. And sometimes they would kind of flip through. Some of them would have this little mechanism where it would actually flip. Which is kind of cool. So you're flipping through all of it. You get to choose where and what to review. Choose carefully and thoughtfully. By the way, I wrote this down yesterday, and I drew the cards this morning. So carefully and thoughtfully. Go back to the lunar eclipse and see what was revealed to you. Okay? See what was revealed to you. Archangel Ariel is going to come. If you're needing some assistance, some grounding with the retrograde energies, get grounded in nature. Take lots of deep breaths, lots of deep breathing. If you're curious, take a conscious breath work class. And I will have some coming up in April that I will do online and in person in the Reno, Tahoe area. So if you were looking for that, there are some you can find also on YouTube. And I will also post some on there also. So the Enchanted Blossom card for the Mercury retrograde energies is gratitude. Yes. We can't get enough gratitude, right? Especially when things are a little bit tougher. And the flower is bluebell and the butterfly is brimstone. Few flowers bring magic and fairies to mind more than bluebells. Growing in great flowing carpets in wooded areas from Spain to the British Isles, these blue trumpet-like flowers have long had ties to the fairy realm. To call the fairy kingdoms to court, it is said that fairy thimbles would be rung, and that picking a bluebell can be a catalyst for bad luck from the fairies. Despite this, the sap from bluebells was used as glue for early bookbinding and attaching the fletching on arrows. In more modern times, chemicals found in bluebells have been tested in cures for both HIV and cancers. Bluebells are a hugely popular flower in wooden gardens for their unique look and their ability to reproduce rapidly. Gratitude is one of the most potent emotions humans possess. This card is urging you to stop and be deeply thankful for everything in your life. Acknowledge the people, things, experiences, emotions you encounter daily. All of these happen for you and not to you. The more joyful acceptance you show toward the positive things in your world, the more positive things you will see and experience. The more thankful you are for your experiences. Be grateful. The more the universe will grace you in return. Be grateful for who you are and what you have. Once you see the greatness in your life, you can begin to focus on it, and it will multiply. How can I show the gratitude as often as possible? What am I grateful for? So those are some questions around Mercury retrograde energy. We've got gratitude, and it's, you know, the butterfly, the brimstone is a like lime green butterfly. And of course the bluebell is kind of like this purple blue. So it's really a pretty card. But you know, when we can step back and think in this grateful way, as we're reviewing, as we're relaxing, revising, hopefully we can pause and find maybe gratitude for things we're taking for granted, right? I look at food differently right now, knowing there's, you know, the Palestinians are starving, being starved to death. And I couldn't imagine not being able to open my fridge, have a fridge, number one, and then get food when I'm hungry. So for me, I'm definitely like so thankful for food, so thankful for what I have. And constantly reminding myself of that every single day, especially right now. So those are some energies for Mercury retrograde, because then the big the big event, the total solar eclipse on the 8th of April. A total solar eclipse lets us eclipse something out of our lives for good. Total transmutation. Okay? And, you know, we get pieces of that, like when we have the lunar eclipse happening tonight. But when it's total, it's you know, Archangel Metatron, Alexandra is helping us with this one. Absolutely changing. There's no and if or buts. In fact, Archangel image I got was Archangel Metatron blocking out the sun with her wings. Her wings cover every inch of the sun. And she's really kind of like, you know, encompassing it. No part of old is left, right? Totally new. Archangel Metatron comes to give us support during transitions and to say this is absolutely needs to happen now. Okay, there's no waiting. We're doing this now. You know, and I've said this before in past podcasts, we, with everything that's going on now, people becoming more awake, seek out documentaries and literature of people who are helping with all of this, because it is out there for you. But it's, we're not planting seeds anymore. Okay. It's not like we're just going to plant a seed and wait for it to grow. No. These are all happening right now. Minute comes in your brain, boom, that's what you're going for. Okay. That's what you're going to focus on. We get to eclipse trauma, ugly old story out of our lives for good. We don't need to relive these anymore. Bye. Sayonara. Adios. Yalla. Maasalama. Auf Wiedersehen. Okay. However you want to say it, it's goodbye to whatever it is that you do not want in your life. You don't want to feel that rejection. You don't want to feel that judgment. You're going to tell yourself a new story around those. Okay. You're going to give yourself acceptance. You're going to give yourself, validity. Okay. In your truth. And that's really, really, really important to keep in mind here. The validity in your truth. That's, a good mantra. I'm valid in my truth. The enchanted blossom for the total solar eclipse is aspiration, and it's a mountain pink flower with a large orange sulfur butterfly. And this butterfly, you know, the member of the middle has the dragon in it. He's looking straight up at the sky. And how cool is that? And he's orange and yellow, which, you know, we all do when the total eclipse was look up to watch it do its thing. Mountain pink, also known as quinine weed, is a group of wildflowers that grows like a small bush. It covers the plains, mostly in Texas and parts of Oklahoma, where they spring up in clusters to dot the wild countryside with bright pink star-shaped flowers from spring to early fall. During the settlement of the West, it was thought that they could bring down fevers, but they are not known to be lethal to grazing animals. While considered a weed, mountain pink often adorns rock gardens and xeriscapes in the southern states of the U.S. They prefer a rocky soil and will often spring up in the cracks of boulders, aspiring to bring beauty to dry, desolate areas. Look deep within yourself and think about who you want to be in your life. Aspiration is less about what you want to do than what you want for the self. Attach yourself to bigger dreams and a personality that is more than who you are currently. There is so much more to you and your life than people see. Choose to know it and to show it. This card is prompting you to go after the aspirations you hold in your heart. Book those gigs or take those classes. You know who you want to become, so determine the traits you need to embody to become that person. The universe supports and nurtures those who work toward the goals they seek. Feel confident in who you are now and who you are becoming. What do I aspire to be and why? Oh, I love that. And I love that, you know, and with everything with the occupation in Palestine, and, you know, that's, you know, we are, what, 170 days in now, that they called the, during the settlement of the West. We need to keep talking about this, right? We need to keep saying more, exactly what's happening so that it doesn't continue with that total solar eclipse, though. Like, who am I? You know, and I think that's something that we come back to time and time again, and maybe we come back to every day. Who am I? Am I staying on the path of who I am and what I'm supposed to bring to this world, right? I love that. I love that card for the collective, for the total solar eclipse. Some crystals that will help during this time, because it's going to feel really ungrounding. Aragonite is a great grounding crystal. If you feel like you need more protection, you can get into the shungite and the tourmaline. Labradorite's going to be a good crystal to use right now. It's going to keep us connected to source. Okay. And fluorite is our healer. So we're all going to be looking at things deeply. I know I've already started. I'm sure a lot of you have too. I started more on this process at the end of last year. So I am getting full on, right, journey with all this. And, you know, everything I did between when I realized that I kind of was like in the really like tough throes in my consciousness with stuff that I'm dealing with. And then I took that bizarre trip to Mexico that was, you know, not desirable in any way, shape, or form for all the things that happened on it. And, you know, having a hard time sleeping, and because I'm processing it. And, you know, what's really helped, I've had a couple of friends pinpoint to me, oh, hey, you know, it feels like this is hanging around, you know, look into releasing it more, and maybe it'll help with sleeping. Sure enough, you know, in the week, during the weekend, I talked to two separate friends, and I feel it definitely easing around. And I am doing a ton of breath work, by the way, and taking care, you know, having the time to be outside and just relax. I'm already starting to step into how can I relax? Where am I relaxing? As we all start to feel the push of spring, and the faster pace of life that comes with, you know, let me get outside, let me go play outside. So we've got Archangel Raphael, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Metatron coming in for support. We've got some messages from the Enchanted Blossoms Oracle, and those will be posted on the Infinite Dance Facebook page and Ancient Body Works on Instagram and Facebook. So you could check those out there. It's a great oracle deck. I'm really enjoying it. It was exactly what I was looking for when I was looking for some dragons to bring into cards and interacting with in this dragon year that we're in. So if you'd like a personal reading, ancientbodyworks.com. Every last Wednesday is 20% off. Now, if you can't have a session, this Wednesday, then you can always buy it on that Wednesday and use it at a later date. Okay, so that's an option. You can use at a later date. The guide chip program is happening in April. If you're interested in that, send me a direct message. I will send you the syllabus and the requirements of that program. Saturday, the 30th of March, if you're in the Reno area, I am doing mini readings at a friend's kind of spring sale she's having at her home. There will be all kinds of clothes and furniture and jewelry. So we do have some crafts that are there, and I will be offering readings. So if you want a mini reading, Saturday from 8 to 3 is a great day to take advantage of that. And I hope you enjoy the first of our eclipse season happening. So continue to peel back the layers of your blessed being and continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?